Republican leaders in the House this week plan to vote on a controversial bill aimed at changing Head Start, that the early childhood education program for low-income families. A vote was delayed last week when Republicans realized they may not have enough votes to pass the bill that remakes one of the most well-regarded education programs in history. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Defenders of Head Start loathe the Republicans' reform plan. Specifically, they don't like the idea of putting states in charge of administering the low-income preschool program that's always been run from Washington. Ronnie Herndon runs a nonprofit that supports Head Start. He says when he found out that Congress was about to vote on this Bush administration-backed plan, he organized a protest campaign. It generated 90,000 calls to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. He says the campaign helped win over a few undecided lawmakers with a simple message.
There is not a shred, not a scintilla of evidence to suggest that states do a better job of running preschool programs and Head Start. This is nothing more than a sinister move to destroy Head Start.
Not at all, says Mike Castle, the Republican sponsor of the bill. Congressman Castle says his goal is to strengthen Head Start. He argues despite its stellar reputation, Head Start is not helping all kids succeed.
The real problem is that you have children who are performing at about a 23rd percentile level, and that's just not sufficient to make them really capable of handling academic work when they get to kindergarten.
But Head Start supporters say it's not just an academic program. They want to preserve the total package of services, things like medical benefits such as dental, hearing, and vision care. Democratic lawmakers say if states are put in charge, they'd stop providing these services. Congressman George Miller is the ranking Democrat on the House Education Committee. He says the success of Head Start is based on a tried and true system of federal standards.
What the Bush administration wants to do is to waive those standards and let the states spend the money more or less in any fashion they want. And what that does is dilute the effectiveness of the Head Start program with a very difficult population of children.
It's these sorts of assumptions that have scared off some lawmakers from supporting the reform bill, says Congressman Castle. He acknowledges the Head Start program, which serves about 1 million children each year, is held in such high esteem that lawmakers, even some of his Republican colleagues, are hesitant to change it. But Castle says his opponents have distorted his plan, which really calls for a go-slow approach to change. It doesn't turn Head Start over to states all at once, but rather begins with an 8-state pilot or demonstration project. Castle says before Washington hands over any money to these 8 states, they'll be required to submit a detailed plan as to how they intend to deliver the education and health care services included in the program.
It is certain that no plan would be accepted that would not accommodate the necessary services for these children, or if upon review it was found that they were not being served, would they be allowed to continue in a demonstration circumstance?
Not one Democratic lawmaker is said to be considering supporting Castle's plan. This means he's working on a few dozen undecided Republicans. Castle says he'll use the next few days to shore up support and says Republican leaders plan to bring the legislation up for consideration on Wednesday. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.